Blog Talk Radio.
You're joining the program. joining the program today. Please bear with me. It feels like I'm coming down with a cold. God forbid if it's the flu. I don't want to get that, but it's been kind of playing with me all week. So I feel pretty good, but you know, got that little bit of that cold stuff going. Today is Friday. Hey, January 25th. We're almost at the end of the month. How about that? So anyway, we are going to begin hopefully today that Brenda will join us, our numerologist, but in any case, I'm here with you and I'm going to enjoy you and help you the best I can. So with that, we're going to begin and our first call online is area code. There we go, area code 727. You're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, it's Erin.
Erin?
Yes.
Okay, how are you doing today, Erin?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
But you're coming out of the cold. You do sound a little nasally.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. But I'm determined. I'm not going to get sick with the flu, believe me.
Well, there you go.
I'm fighting to the bitter end. But anyway, what can I do for you?
I was wondering if you could give me just a general brief update, and if you can, I'll ask a question.
I see something almost like covers or material flying in the air. It's almost like an angel's wings, but, I mean, that's the best I can say it how I'm seeing it right now. But it's like material just flying and floating in the air. I take it you must be a person that goes with the flow. You don't let things get too much under your skin, but
Not usually. Yeah, I don't usually let things get under my skin, not usually.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, when I see things floating, you just go with the flow. Well, give me a question, because right now I'm seeing like angel wings, so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, my daughter, Olivia, had her her first real boyfriend break up with her after about 9 months. And you know, breakups are never pretty. And she just kind of adored him, and it just kind of caught her by surprise. And then he started being all... You know how people get at the end when they don't have to be nice anymore. Mm-hmm. And it just really has caught her by surprise. It just caught her by surprise. She was not expecting that side of him.
And I want to tell you something about this guy. He's got a little bit of an attitude. I don't know if you picked that up, Mom, but he's got an attitude.
You know,
it's like, I feel like he expected more out of her. You got a good kid. I'm going to tell you that, number one. You got a good kid. But he expected more out of her than what she was given. It was like, hey, no, that's not how it works. You got to respect me. And that's what you taught her, to respect and honor herself. And so he's like a twit. You know what I mean? He's not a bad, bad kid now. But he's like a twit, like he could mess with your mind because he don't mean good. So, no, I'm glad we broke up. I mean, I'm not even you're the mother, but for me feeling him right now, I'm glad they broke up because God
the more
told
he
her,
wanted
that's
from
not
her.
Huh?
I was gonna say the more he wanted from her was he just wanted to lead her down a couple of garden paths, but she was like, no, that's not who I am. Like he was trying to get her to take drugs, and he wanted her to go. Once he got bored after a few months, he wanted her to have an open relationship, and he didn't tell his parents any of this, and she just adores his family. The only thing is she was like, the first thing out of her mouth when he broke up with her was, like, I'm really going to miss his family. Like, she was all upset because she wouldn't be able to, like, you know, spend time with his mom and his sister. But, yeah, he was being very selfish, very little boyish, very tantrumy.
Yeah.
And I was horrified. I didn't. And, you know, when you're in that position until they're ready to say, okay, I'm done, you keep your mouth shut for the most part, you know?
Yeah.
So I was giddy with happiness that he'd, like, you know, he had you know, it was pearls before swine, and the swine couldn't figure out they were pearls, and I was just giddy that he was giving them back, you know.
Yeah,
but she's a little upset.
Yeah, but your daughter, like I said, she's a good kid, and that's, you taught her respect and honor. So kudos to you, Mom,
mm-hmm.
being a very good mother, and that's what she's standing on, is your shoulders of nurturing. So you're a good mom. Your daughter listens. If you think she don't, yeah, she listens to you. You know, and I understand she's hurt right now. But you know what? That's okay, because there's a little short fella that's going to be a friend to her.
Mm-hmm.
Not really a boyfriend, but, you know, like a hangout buddy that'll
right.
kind of ease that void. Now, they won't be boyfriend or girlfriend. But you know what I mean? Just kind of ease that void of being hurt and bitter and
right.
just to hang out with. Yeah. He's like, he could be a year older or either the same age as her, but he's a fun friend. I mean, he's not a threat
okay.
to her or anything, but
okay.
it just kind of takes her mind away from that hurt. So
she
will be hanging around with another, but he's short. It looks like
okay.
he might be an inch or two shorter than her, which when
okay.
you see him, you might bust out laughing, but he's just a friend.
Okay.
All right. He's not a problem, Mom, for you to worry about, but... Honey, you
okay.
got a good
well,
kid, and, you know, just let her know. Say, honey, you know, I know it's your first love and everything, but you know what? You're being showed how valued you are and how much you are worth, not only to me as mom, but to you. And he was not the one that valued you. You know what I mean?
Right.
For who she is as a human being and a young lady. And so God just showed her that. So now when she looks again, she's going to look for a young man that value her as a person, who she is.
Right.
You know, and not trying to have her doing this and that and all kind of crap, but,
right.
you know, yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah,
well,
I'm like you, Mama. I'd have been happy, too. Yay, they broke up. You can't say
I was
it.
Doing,
you can't say
I was
it.
Doing
but,
a,
you know.
I was doing a Snoopy dance, I tell you what. But anyway, I had to call his mom. I had her call his mom because he was being all ominous and ruining her vacation, calling her every 5 minutes and texting her and just being all ominous. And so I said, you need to send this to his mom and show her. And that pulled it up short, and they stopped pretty quick. So do you think his mom's going to be able to keep the little boy under control?
Oh, yeah, because
okay.
his mom does not play that. In fact, his mom is kind of strict, so he's rebelling. His mom is
He's 25
strict.
Years old. He needs to cut the ties.
He needs to grow up, but I'm saying, yeah, he's rebelling from what his mother tries to teach him, you know.
Bless his heart.
But, you know, some people are leaders and some are followers. He's a follower. He's not a leader. Yep.
All right. Well, I don't want to badmouth him, but I just wanted to make sure he wasn't going to be all like a threat to her and she was going to be okay. All right. Thanks. I really appreciate your help.
Yeah. Oh, she'll be fine. Hey, she
all
got
right.
you for a best friend. What could go wrong?
Right.
Huh?
I really appreciate it. You're
all
wonderful.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Have a good day. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next call, area code 609. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hello, hi, how you doing? My name's Tabitha. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Tabitha. How are you today? You sound a little under the weather as well. You not feeling good?
Oh, yeah, I'm just getting over it.
it's trying to capture me, girlfriend. I'm like, I'm determined. I'm not going to get sick. I feel for people across the nation, so many states, you know, but I'm determined. It's not going to get a hold of me. So what can I do for you, Tabitha?
I'd like to know... about my love life. I mean, am I going to meet anybody? I mean, not no one night stand, not some old quick fling flang. I mean, something real, real serious, like we might live together, possibly even marriage or something like that.
You know what? I see an older gentleman about 3 years older than you that's
mm-hmm.
interested in you. But I see you like, nah, he's old. I see you pushing him away like, he too old, honey. That ain't even me. But not saying he has the maturity and the discipline, okay, but he's got a crush on you. He likes you. And his name is Norman or Norm. That's what I'm picking up. And he's 6 feet, a little thick. He's not fat now, but he's a little thick gentleman. But he's older. And you met him through the family. I can see it now. Through the family, and a family friend introduced you to him, but you were like, that ain't me. So Spirit is just showing me that, you know, someone's interested in you, but you're not interested in him. You, like a younger man, somebody that's maybe 3 years younger than you or 5 years younger than you. And that's okay, too, because maturity can be at any age. Spirit is showing me a snowman. Somebody you just met this past winter or during the winter. Well, winter's still going on, so I shouldn't say, but back in December. But I'm seeing like a snowman. This guy is tall and he's round, kind of like a snowman. Did you meet somebody back in December?
Not anybody that I know.
Okay. Or even now in January, because it's still cold. I mean, we're in winter. But I see this guy, and he's from the background, and he was trying to talk to you, too. Spirit just shows me as a snowman. So that tells me that he must have a sense of humor. He's round. You know, he's kind of thick. But I guess he's okay. I'm not seeing anything bad about him.
Okay.
But Spirit is saying that you've met him. You've met him. You just, you know, you might be one of these people. forget it. No. Throw the hand up. Talk to the hand. I don't even interest it. let's see. Tabitha, I'm looking. I keep seeing the older guy to your right, the snowman behind you, and I'm asking Spirit to show me forward what's in the future for you. And I'm not really, okay, now I'm picking up a guy. Spirit is showing me a guy. He plays in the band. Saxophonist or drummer?
I don't even go anywhere.
Okay,
so
well, this guy, well, you know, you don't have to go to a club to meet a musician. You could meet people anywhere, right? But,
yes.
And I'm not seeing you in a club, but this guy is a musician. He's a saxophone player. Twiddly D, twiddly dum. Is there somewhere you're planning to go within the next week or two that's kind of maybe fun? It's either comedian fun way or kind of doing something stupid. Because this is when you're going to meet this guy, the saxophone player. So it's not at a club, it's like some venue or event you go to. Anything you got planned coming up, you know,
an event.
Okay, you're going to meet this guy at that event.
Okay.
Now, remember, he's a musician. He's dark-complected. He has round eyes, kind of like Egyptian eyes.
Uh-oh.
He's bald. He has an earring in his ear. I hope you're writing this down because I forget. And besides playing the band, that's what he does halftime. He's a blue-collar worker. He has a daytime job, and it looks like it could be something either in internet, I'm seeing something to do with internet that he does. I don't know if he builds platforms or programs, but something internet. And at night or on the weekend, he plays in the band. That's his hobby. That's his passion. Okay? Remember this, okay?
Okay.
All right. So when you go
to
the event,
something serious?
Yes.
It can be.
It can be. That's up to you two. And he's an earth sign. I just picked up. He's a Capricorn.
Okay.
So that means he either just had a birthday.
Okay.
All righty. So now remember, you got him in the front, the old man to the right, the 3 years older, and the snowman behind you. So there's three men. One you're going to meet at an event. One, the older man you met, you just don't want to be bothered. And the round one, the snowman, he's at the back coming forward, so just know about him.
Okay. Yeah, when you said Norman, you hit that right on the nose. I knew you were talking about, and like you said, nope, talk to the hand.
You're crazy. Okay, talk well, I know
hand.
I'm on point. But
problem. That's a headache, and I don't need that. I got too much right now in my life.
Yeah, yeah. Things will get better. You're just being drawn into situations you don't need to be in, Tabitha. Learn how to say no, okay? You got a good heart, but learn how to say no. Don't let people draw you into bullshit. Excuse my language, but don't let them draw you in, okay?
Yeah,
you know
guess...
how you feel about a person. I'm going to tell you just like this, because this is what I'm picking up. A person could come to you and say, you know what, I don't like Jane, because she blah, 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 or she run the streets and she do this and that. But Jane treats you like a good friend. You don't have
right.
a problem with her. So that's why I'm saying don't buy into bullshit. You're a better person than that. So when people come to you with stuff or trying to get you involved, you know, just tell, nope, that's not me. Well, that person didn't treat me like that. I'm sorry you feel that way. But my relationship with this person, male or female, we get along. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? Don't let somebody else make you angry against the person. They did nothing to you.
Okay.
You know. You just tell them, hey, you know what? That's an A-B situation, and I see myself out of it. Hello.
I like that one. Yeah,
hello.
Okay. I got
All
you.
All right, Tabitha.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good weekend, girl.
You too, and I know you'll be strong and you won't catch this.
For sure. Take care, love.
You too. Have a good one. Love and,
okay.
love and light.
Thank you. Okay, next caller. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hello.
Hello.
It's me, Brenda.
Oh, hi, Brenda. Okay.
I don't know why it didn't kick me in. I was there before you started.
Oh, my God. So sorry. Everybody, we got Brenda online, our numerologist and psychologist. Okay, well, let me go. 609, are you on the air?
You just did me.
Oh, Tabitha, I'm sorry. Stay on the line, girl. Don't mind me. Okay. Area code 229. Area code 229, you're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Melvin.
Hi, Melvin. My regular caller. How you doing, Melvin? What you up to today? The 49ers going to win. I'm going to tell you right now for U.S. 49ers going to win the Super Bowl. What you need, Melvin?
Oh, God. I need a point spread.
I don't do point. Now, Melvin, come on.
Okay.
This is from God. I got to be right now. I can't do gambling and stuff like that. God ain't going to bless me for that.
That's fine. As long as I know they're going to win it.
I can tell you that, what I see who's going to win, but, yeah. I don't do lotto numbers and all that stuff because I don't believe God will bless me.
Okay, well, I just wanted to ask you tonight about I'm going to give you three names, and I would like for you to tell me if I am one of these things, is there one of these women is interested in me? First one
okay.
is Nicole, Sterling.
Okay, don't give me the last name. Second name?
Nicole, Sterling.
Okay, I got Nicole, and the next name, just the first name, honey.
Sterling, that's her first name, Sterling.
Oh, I thought you said Nicole.
Yeah, the first, this one, this two different
He
ones.
Just gave you, Nicole is the first name of the first girl, Sterling
right.
is the name of the second girl.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, now
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought it was the last name. Third name?
And the third name is Clooney.
I'm going to go with Sterling, but.
Yeah, I got no right away when he said Nicole.
Yeah, me too. But I got an S, but the first thing that came into my mind was somebody with an S name. So it's interesting that you said Sterling. So,
I don't see anything
like Andy or something, but Sterling works. But whatever you think, Lynn, because.
No, I get Sterling, too, because Nicole was no and the last one was a no. So Sterling is a lady that evidently has an interest in you.
Why does she doesn't show it? Because she works with me, and we work together on the same unit at the hospital, and she has very little work. She's always been that way towards me since she's been
she's
working
shy.
There.
She's at work, too, Melvin.
Yeah, you already understand that, right? Yeah.
You know, and the other thing is women may have an interest in you, but what keeps their interest is how you behave.
Yeah, you still got to do your work, right?
Yeah. Melvin, I got to tell you this. You know you don't shit where you eat, right? Okay. I'm just
you,
because I've always lived that model. I don't mess with people on my job.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it causes conflicts. And, you know, you've been there and done that, so come on.
Yeah. I just don't, I mean, I never said nothing out the way to her or asked her, I mean, but off the job, do you see us going out or talking?
Immediately.
No. And I would think it's best if you have a relationship with this woman. I feel she's very shy. Maybe ask her out for coffee after work, but not during work. I wouldn't talk with her or anybody as far as that a dating. You know, if you want to ask them, say, after work, if you want to meet me for a cup of coffee or dinner, okay, that's fine. And make sure you have an understanding when you're meeting this person because it is a work or a coworker.
Right.
Okay, yeah, so communicate and have understanding. If you're just friends, you know, after work having a drink or dinner or something, cup of coffee, that's fine. But if it's anything more, remember, you two work together on the same job.
Right. Well, do she like me or do I just need to back off?
I'm not. She likes you, yeah, just as a coworker. I mean, I'm not picking up any love connection. But she likes you as a coworker, yeah. But she's a shy individual, so she's not going to be forthcoming. That's why I said if you know, want to ask her out, that's fine, but make sure it's after work.
Or after you go to a different job.
And that too, yeah.
My coaching job that I'm going to get, I'm going to claim it.
Yes, and when you get that job and then ask her out, then it won't be a conflict of interest from your other job, see?
Yeah.
So just be careful. You know, you done been there and done that, Melvin. I don't want you to go through any more changes, so just be careful, my brother.
Yeah, because the last girl, Connie, that's the one that was staying with me. She left about 2.5 months ago. Please tell me I won't hear from her again.
No. That's done. That's done, Melvin.
Thank you.
Done. Go on with your peace of mind. Watch the game for me, Melvin, because I got to move on.
Well,
I got a lot of callers today. But listen, like I said, when you get to your new job, Melvin, and if you want to date women from your old job, then do that. But like I said, I just have this philosophy, you don't shit where you eat. So just think about that. I mean,
I like her.
I always enjoy your call. I'm just waiting for someone to come into my life right now. I've been single for too long.
And you know what? I'm going to tell you. Let me tell you what I see. Melvin, I want you to get on some community activities or church activities because that's where your next woman will be at. I see either a community event or either something in church. And I mean, like, you know, it could be a Women's Day program or usher board program, whatever. But I see something like that where you'll meet a woman that you want to be with for a long-term relationship.
Wow.
Okay. No, don't wow. I know you're lonely. You're looking for companionship, and I understand that. But those are two places that you will meet women of something
you're
looking for.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
But besides go to church, I'm saying on like a board or some program or something or event. This is where you'll meet the woman. Yeah. You know, even community. You're in the basketball, any community things, like I don't know, where they Brenda, what is that where they have fundraisers or something and they get everybody together for the game?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You might meet a woman there as well. I see those possibilities for you.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
All right.
I love you, Melvin.
I love you, too. And, brother, have a good weekend. And hang on, because things definitely going to get better for you. Much better.
I really need that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Melvin. Have a good weekend.
All All right, you too. You all too. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 360, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Well, hi, this is Sandra from Seattle.
Hi, Sandra from Seattle. I'm doing great. What can
awesome.
I do for you today?
Oh, do you do cold? Do I have to ask a question? Or
yeah, go ahead.
Uh-huh. I just prefer cold. Anything you pick up.
Okay.
That's between A and B, and I'm seeing myself.
And I'm not picking up anything off of you right now. In fact, I'm getting coldness.
Oh, interesting.
Are you shutting down? Are you blocking me from my spirit?
Do you have a relationship, Sandra?
No, I'm not looking for love or anything
like
that.
No, I'm asking, did you just come out of one?
No.
Sometime
no.
recently?
No, I haven't been in a relationship in over 2 years.
Okay, what about a really close friend? Is there somebody that just disconnected from you recently that you've...
I just kind of crawled out from under my rock. I've been really secluded.
Oh, so you're changing your...
environment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Building a web
but it's
in
a
your
big,
mind.
It's a change. That is to me, I'm feeling a change. Like it's almost like a breaking away of something.
Right, because I feel like she's been like a spider building a web, and now she's coming out. She's fixing to drop away from that web.
Now that
I did pick that up.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I really like your style. No nonsense, right to the point.
I do. I see you building this beautiful pattern of a web. You're trying to get somewhere.
I don't want to give it away, but right now I'm trying to write a short, detailed essay of what I want to create on the planet.
That's why. See, I know, because I can see this web, and it's a beautiful pattern. It's almost like a spider web and a snowflake combined. But then I see you as a spider coming out and dropping down, like you've completed that now, and now you're dropping down like, what's next? You know, you're open. So,
okay.
Yeah. So what you're doing, evidently, it's really good because I see a beautiful pattern. So what you're bringing to the world, yes, indeedy, get it published, get it out there.
Huh.
Awesome. Yeah, and I'll let you know that's a hit. And I'm learning about instant manifestation. I already know about manifestation. And it's to heal the earth, heal mentally ill, and it's a combo. And then there's one other thing in there that will blossom from that.
Oh,
you're healing yourself. You're healing yourself
fit.
While you're doing that.
Awesome. Cool. Well, I'll let you guys go. I know you're really busy, and I definitely
like
your
style. Oh, no, that's fine.
Style.
But you're healing yourself. I can feel
success
that.
Success and blessings to you, Sandra.
Yeah.
What you're on, that's, I am bowing to you for that. Anything that will help the mentally ill or mentally shifted or to bring about mental health, I'm all for it.
Yep, and the healing of the planet. Thank you.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Congratulations to you, and please, you know, keep us up to date how that's going.
I think
you're going to be a regular. Like I could say, straight to the point. And with laughter.
Yeah, I'm a pretty down earth person. That's just me.
Thanks for calling, Sandy.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
Well, thank you for having your show, and God bless us all.
Amen, sister. Yeah. Amen. All right. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too.
Okay.
Both of you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye. Good
Area
feeling.
Area code 214, you're on the line with Linus and Brenda. What's your name, and how can we help you?
My name is LaShondra, and I'm in Texas. It's amazing because I was trying to figure out, I couldn't remember your name, and I was trying to get in touch with you off of air. This was, like, right before I came across your show. and I was like, wow, what a coincidence.
It's Lynnis. It's Lynnis. But, LaShondra, let me tell you, if you got a pen or a pencil, and I'm sorry to our listeners.
Oh, I have it now. I was going to say
the essenceofsuccess.com, where you can get a reading anytime. I do readings Monday through Friday from 11 in the morning till 5 p.m. If it needs to be later, depending on the time zone, then just let me know, and I can do a reading even later in the evening. So, yeah.
Okay.
LaShondra, what's going on, girl?
Okay, my husband, he just amazes me. But anyway, he said that he's going to file charges against me for fraud. It's in regards to some money. Me personally do not feel that it's fraud. I'm just trying to see what do you pick up around it, and do you see, you know, me getting into any legal trouble with him?
Well, he can't do too much because he is your husband. So there,
right? You know, I just don't know if he's gonna try to go through the bank or what, you know, whatever he has up his sleeve. But he's like been making threats to me. So,
okay, what's your husband's first name?
Cordero.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm. Honey. You know what? You both have been playing games with each other. It's not good, LaShondra. You both have been playing games.
I know.
I'm just trying to keep my mouth closed because I don't want to be.
I'm seeing it because I can feel it. And you know what? It's the two of them are going back and forth.
Yes,
you know,
and you're both doing all this. Get each other back.
Let me get you. I'm going to get you. It's like,
Yeah, because people had our truck repoed, and that left us with a $9,000, you know, balance. And so because he did that, I just went ahead and, you know, did the money. And
Oh, no. Okay. Well, let me just give you just a slight bit of information. What state are you in?
Texas.
I believe Texas is a community state.
Right.
So everything that you're doing to him that's causing him financial problems, you're doing to yourself. And Texas is one of those, especially that lovely Bible state, it's basically telling you that you are both one. So at this point, everybody in both your lives, like if he involves attorneys, you know, you're going to have to do legal fees. All of these things that you guys are doing to jab each other, guess who's getting all your money? Not you guys. Guess who's getting whatever you can
like,
do, it's not you guys.
Charges.
So maybe you need to just suck it up and have a real long conversation with him. Like, listen, just like let's just put the white flag out there and just figure out a way that we can either decide to stay together or separate that is not going to continue to pull us backwards. Because if you don't want to be with me and I don't want to be with you, maybe we should just move on, but we need to stop because right now we're going to end up costing each other a lot of money. The divorce is still going to cost money. So,
see, we're not together anything, and that's the only thing we have together is that truck. My concern is I just don't want to have any fraud charges against me.
You're still married to him. LaShondra.
You're married to him. You can't have fraud charges against because you're in a state. That's what Brenda's saying. It's community property state. So what is he can't fraud. What he charges you,
He can legally come up with some kind of fraud charge. But the whole point is this: it's just like she's saying, you're married to him, and it's just going to continue to cost him more money. You guys, you know, like that movie War of the Roses, it's just what you guys are doing. You're making both of your situations worse. So I got him, he got me. It's not going to end. And if you're not going to divorce him, everything that he does is going to... Huh?
I plan on filing in March.
Well, you're going to be legally responsible for all of his stuff. And so is he with yours until you actually are divorced.
Right.
So, you know, you can go see a community attorney or see if they have some free legal assistance, but they're probably going to advise you the same thing. You're going to need to separate that contract because it doesn't matter what you're doing to try to jab, it's going to come back to you. I'm telling you right now. And that's why she's saying that you guys are doing this back and forth to each other. Because as long as you're married, it's just going to keep coming back to you.
Yep.
You basically hurt yourself with taking the money.
Yeah. My suggestion, LaShondra, I understand. I understand what you're doing. My suggestion is, like Brenda's, find a legal advocate. Sit down and talk to that person what you're responsible for financially, because it seems to be that's what you guys are back and forth right now about finances. Find out what you're legally responsible for and how do you go about separating that from this point on, from Friday on, you're only responsible for this and that until you two get divorced or whatever that you plan to do. Okay?
Right.
When you get back together. So get the legal aspect. Do you have children?
No. And see, the thing, he's with another woman, and, you know, he's taking care of her and, you know, her kids. So, you know, I'm left out in the cold. I end up losing everything that I had, moved in with my mom. And, you know, I've been, you know, struggling ever since. And then I, you know, asked a friend, could I move here to Texas with her? And, you know, I was offered a job on Monday. And so I have to build back up everything from, you know, nothing.
Okay, I understand that, honey. We all have. If anybody's been married and divorced, trust me, we all start from ground zero and build our way back up. I know you're young, and it may look hard, but you will get through this. This, too, will pass, believe me. But for right now, do that. Find you a legal advocate and get things correct that way because you're in a community state, and Brenda is telling you right.
Okay.
Trust me, you both will pay. You both will pay. So, thank God you don't have any children.
I don't know what you're waiting for the divorce, whether it's just to be able to say you're married or not.
I'm
just trying to tell you, financially, you're in a real vulnerable state. Anything that happens that they could be doing, as long as he's married to you, it can still come your direction.
Right. See, the thing is, you have to be in Texas, like, for 6 months, 6 consecutive months before you can actually file. And, you know, I was in Mississippi, and, you know, I just didn't have any money. And I came here, got a job, and so that's when I'll file when, you know, I have the funds, too.
LaShondra, write this down, no-fault divorce. So when you talk to the legal lady.
Yeah, I did. I printed out the papers the divorce papers.
So that is just quick and easy. Okay. Well, that's the best thing that we can tell you that I can offer you is, you know, do get legal advocate. You know, get a legal advocate, and then from there, you know.
So you don't see, like, any fraud charges against me or anything?
See, I think that's just something he's going to say. But I don't see.
No.
I don't, do you see anything?
No, I don't see fraud. Fraud charges, but I see him intimidating her with words, saying things that will intimidate you because you don't know, so it scares you. That's why I'm telling you, get a legal advocate because he is going to intimidate you with words, and he's got that woman in his ear. I'm going to be honest with you, LaShondra. I'm going to just tell you straight up. That woman is in his ear, and you know she's against you, so she's steadily talking a bunch of trash about you or whatever to get you back. That's what we're telling you. Get that legal advocate. So you got somebody in your corner fighting for you.
And then I do have the proof of infidelity and everything. I do have the proof, paperwork and everything. So.
Okay. Well, honey, just go for it. Trust me. You pray on it. God will send help. Somebody will help you that you can get that paperwork started. Yes. Believe that.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Okay. And just, you know, be prayerful, of course, but... honey, love you. Love you, forgive you, and thank God for you. Okay? And also thank God that that wasn't the man to be in your life. That was not your husband.
Right.
The man that is coming will love you, totally, unconditionally with the love of Jesus in his heart, okay? But that was the
okay.
one. So you thank him. Thank you, God. That was not who you needed to be with.
Dodge the bullet.
It was a lesson. It was a lesson.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We all learn lessons. Hey,
yep.
if we don't go mm-hmm. through badness, how do we learn the goodness, right?
Right. I don't,
so
I don't really, I don't
rain
regret it.
It's sunshine. That's okay. A little rain ain't hurting nobody. I call it liquid sunshine because at the end of the rainbow, it's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Well, thank
all
you
right.
so much. And I do
you're,
have your phone number. So.
Okay, LaShondra. You have a good weekend and be safe, okay?
You too.
All
thank
right.
you.
You're welcome. Next call, area code 917. You're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this? Hello? Okay. Anything.
I think she's trying to talk.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay.
So much for that.
Yeah. Area code 212, you're on the line with Lennis and Brenda. Who's this?
Hi, Linda. My name
Hi.
Is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi. Hi. Linda, I would like to know what you see. I'm kind of rebuilding my life back up, and I wanted to really would like to have some income and a consistent form of income, and do you see that happening, or because it's not been happening for a while?
You're a creative person. I'm seeing butterflies
oh, hey.
All around your head.
That's, what, that's
yes.
exactly what I got. And I thought, she's
yep.
something to self-employment. Well, I'm not saying that that's all you're going to have, but there's something that
yeah.
you make or you produce or you can
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm.
There's something like that that will really supplement your income. Is that what
when
you're getting, Otlin?
Yeah, because I see
that's
creative,
what I'm getting.
And I'm seeing butterflies all around the crown of her head. What is it that you like to do, Anna?
Yeah.
I like to draw. I like
oh.
to make art, and I like to write about it. But obviously that's not, I haven't really put that out there, but I'm putting it on Facebook. Everybody loves it. But more, I like to work with children and help them, you know, be bond within themselves, find that inner bond so that no matter what happens outside of them, they have their inner core available to them that sustains them. So for me, I love to work with kids, but since I'm not licensed, it makes me feel really difficult and makes me feel like I'm in a difficult position to work with kids in America. And to get licensed, I need to get a job as a therapist, and I haven't been gotten hired at all. Like, that didn't seem to work. I've tried it for 3 years. It just didn't seem to work.
I think scope that year, you need to switch around the scope. Have you thought of leading workshops where you either come into the community and you put on a workshop in conjunction with different children festivals or things like that, or where you come into a school and you lead a workshop? Maybe you might do one at one school for an hour for several weeks or something, where they actually get to learn this skill that you're teaching. Have you thought about something like that? Because you shouldn't have to have the child licensing if you're not going to be in charge of them. If you come in and do it where they're in the scope of
just
someone
learning.
Else, yeah, other people are in charge. You're basically just training them. Have you thought
no,
about
I have
this?
Not, no, I don't have any kind of, like, I wouldn't know what to do. It's like I don't even have any connections to a school to just go in there and say, like, hey, I'm organizing a program. That doesn't really work that way. It doesn't. It
no,
doesn't
you're not organizing a program for the school. You actually
no.
would teach something. It sounds to me, okay, well, the energy I get is something to do with an artistic formation that you're doing, and yet you're teaching the skills while you're doing it. Like somebody might do animal sculptures for children. Like, for instance, I would go in and I would show children how to make little animal sculptures using either found objects or maybe clay in found objects. And as we're making the animals,
so
we start with the base of the animal, and like your feet are what provide your this. And then here's your heart. Where's your heart? What your heart does. And then this connects to your brain here. And that provides it.
No,
see what I'm
work.
Saying?
No, that doesn't work for me. I have a specific training. I go, it just doesn't work. It doesn't work. I need to... It just doesn't work. I've tried a lot of different things and different approaches and this, that. It just doesn't work.
Well, there's something about you in it's whatever it is, I get a strong impression about self. It's like you're self-employed. I'm not saying that's all you're going to do. I'm just saying that there's going to be a strong financial supplement with that. So maybe that's the key you got to figure out. But you need to step outside the box that you are thinking in. Because the way you're thinking or the way you've always tried it, that's not really what's going to be the most profitable for you.
No. Do you have a pen or a piece of paper to write down something?
Yeah.
Okay. Number one, contract. Number two, school board. Number three, community center.
Yeah.
Number four, any church activities. I'm not saying you have to belong to that church.
Yeah.
But if there's a church activity that they have for young people,
I did a church activity for free, and when I started to charge money, people went hysterical, and it was ridiculous, and I left. So that didn't even work out. That was horrible.
Okay.
No,
well,
you got to get your word out about who you are and what you do. You know, you do it, and then it's so.
Maybe I can do that. Maybe I could find people where I could go to and teach them about who I am and what I do. And if the school is interested and has difficult children, maybe I could work something out with them that I could go there, show them what I do, have specific pictures or something, and show them what I do and how I help families and children, you know, find a sense of self, a sense of identity, you know, that they can, you know, move through crises. I mean, that's what I do. I don't do anything else. I don't, you know, I'm not really trained in any other thing but to help people. And
okay, Anna, what you need to do, okay, just listen to me. You need to get a presentation together and a portfolio because you said you've been doing this already. So get a presentation together. Make a meeting with the school board. Okay, in your community or whatever, you got a couple of junior highs, high school, or elementary school, have a meeting. Call those schools and have a meeting with every one of them. I'm sure you probably deal with kids from 1-18. After that, then go to your community centers, either in your area or right outside, maybe the next little urban or area next to you. Go to the community center. Find out who the director is. Give them a presentation. Believe me, I'm telling you, you will get hired. But you have to go out there and put the presentation out and tell them if it's going to be a cost, bring your contracts with you. When you do the presentation, this is what I can provide for the family unit or for the children, whatever. And after you do your presentation, and then let them know, well, you know, it's a cost because I'm self-employed. Yeah, self-employed person. So you will have luck between the school board and community centers. That's your beginning right there.
And pictures. Oh, my gosh, I see photographs. Now, this is going to really help you out. Photographs of the sessions that you're leading so that so that whoever you get to photograph or to tape it, that they show the faces of the children. They show the faces on how they're getting it, how they're realizing it. You have so many things to promote yourself. Start promoting yourself. You believe in this skill. You believe this is a talent that you and only you can teach. Then you need to promote that, because once you get that going, it's going to start snowballing. But you got to get the name out there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And find out about press releases. Go look it up in the. Go look it up. Go find out in artist community. Somebody there can help you understand about press releases, little small galleries, little community centers. They know about stuff like that. And if just keep asking until you find out. Contact a newspaper and ask them, how do I submit a press release? And that's where I used to do blow glass. They used to do that all the time to get the word out about what they were doing. You can do the same thing.
Okay.
Don't be intimidated by the systems that are out there, like the government.
So intimidated. Like, I feel like I'm like one of the many. I don't feel like an individual. I feel like there are thousands of me out there. There's not just one, but there are thousands of me that want.
But there's only you.
Horrible.
But the presentation. No. Why are you saying that?
Because
there may be a thousand people doing the same job, but maybe the way you do it is the one that makes a difference. Okay?
Yeah.
You got to look at it like that. Don't look at it, oh, there's a thousand therapists out there. But you might be the one therapist that makes a difference.
Right.
They don't have your voice.
That's right.
That's true.
You know,
keep yourself.
I tell writers all the time, they don't. We can all write about the same subject, but they don't have your voice or your perspective. And if you believe that this is something that will help change the community for the better, help some child or some family live a better quality life because of what you do, then you need to tell everybody why it's important that they utilize you. And not from like, please take my, just like, you need this. Your children need this. And the whole community is
going to be
better.
Yes, because there's a lot of addiction going on in high schools. When you don't take care of the kids in the schools right now, they'll be tempted to do addiction stuff, cutting. It's happening all over the place. Don't be in denial. This is the truth. There's bullying going on. Because bulliers are in pain, too. Don't be in denial. Let's be in the reality here. Let's really take care of real issues here. You know, it's not about getting an A anymore in this time. It's about really giving someone a sense of identity, a sense of self, so that they can feel that they're worthy and not just go into an addiction and numb their feelings out. Enough. Therapists don't work anymore. They're just, like, going crazy to help. But it's just we need a real... I don't know. I'm not the only one, of course, that's going to do it. But, you know, we need to really stop denying our issues and being in denial and going for it. You know, I'm done. I'm ready to go. And I don't. I just hope somebody will just understand where I'm coming from.
We're in total agreement
present
with
that
you.
To them.
And your passion is great. Listen
right.
to your passion. Your
yeah,
passion
present
is
that
beautiful.
To them.
Yes.
And present that. You
okay.
you need to work on your portfolio and your presentation,
okay.
your pictures, your
yeah.
so that when you can even give a brochure, you can make a brochure
okay.
on your computer, but you can give a brochure and it's like, this is what's available. Here's my my number. Contact me for training sessions. You know,
yes.
Just you know, tell them it's like no job is too small, no job
problem,
is whatever it is that works with you.
Yeah. If
how you do
problem.
It, and you,
yeah.
you get that out there.
Yeah.
And that, make that your job or your side job, your avocation, along with your other work, and pretty soon it's going to grow. But it is self-done. That portion is you. It's not, I don't see that portion of your skills and what you do being in a system. I think
right.
it works better when you're promoting it
yourself.
Yeah. Make creating my own business with that.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Yes.
I that's what I feel strongly. Lenis.
Oh, I do too. She's got a strong passion. I love her passion. So
yeah.
with that, and she give a presentation with the passion she just showed us, she's a winner.
Get somebody, friend or somebody, to start. Even when you do some free sessions out there in communities and stuff, get them to take photographs. And, you know, and it's important for you to get people to give a testimonial at the end of your sessions. You know, how did this work for you? How do you?
I had a parent that was hugging me because she finally got acknowledgement that her child was feeling all the disruptive behavior. Her husband was the rageaholic, and the child was working through the issues in the church. You know, the voluntary thing that I did. I wish I had a picture of that. The child was so creative, putting the dad in the symbol of a shark, putting that shark in a little prison, containing that anger like that, you know, and so much wisdom that's in the children and the stories. It's so much less threatening when they do it, you know, in a picture frame. It's detached, it's objective, it's safer that way. I wish I took a picture of that little shark that he drew and put in a prison, and that was the dad, you know, the rageaholic that was out of control. I mean, I wish that would have been a perfect, you know, example of my work, how deep the work goes with children and the healing, you know.
Okay, well, you're good. You know what you need to do. I know we're getting ready to end the show, right, Linus?
Yeah.
So you know what you need to do, sweetie. Get out there and do that. I bet you you know what? In a few months, you could come back and tell us so much progress.
I hope so. I hope so. I've been dying to get more income. I have, like, no income. I can't do much. I have to bargain every time I want to do something. It's so sad, you know?
It's coming along. It's coming along.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome, Anna, and thank you for calling us today, and we wish you the very best.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And thank you for thinking about the children of this world.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, not a budding therapeutic. Okay. So you only have so much time there, Linus. What have you got to say?
We got 3 minutes. Well, down to 2 minutes left. Good show today. Wow.
Yes.
Very good show.
Yeah, less about love life and more about people wanting to help change the world for the better. If that doesn't make you all think that, hey, we are coming along, then what will?
Man.
I mean, it was less selfish and more outward towards helping the world, right?
Yes.
I love that. Especially as somebody who is a budding therapist.
Member of your lodge,
anything
lodge.
We can all do to help one another. Anything. So, what words of wisdom would you like to leave for us, Linus, as you take us out?
Well, I would like people to learn to love themselves.
Yeah.
Get back to learn to love yourself and forgive yourself. I mean, every day, just forgive yourself. You ain't got to go through no list. Just, hey, I forgive myself for whatever today. Thank you. And always thank God every day. If not God, Muhammad, the universe, whoever that your universal source is. But thank you. Love yourself. Forgive yourself and thank yourself, you know? That's so important. We got to learn to get back to us, to love us. So.
And pat ourselves on the back for what little baby steps that we take. You know, I know it's the new year where you all want to, you know, work out, get healthier. But look, if you do anything towards getting healthier, maybe you're getting ready to reach for some ding-dong and instead you picked up an apple. Pat yourself on the back for that. It's like, you know, if I did nothing else, I took an apple to have better health today.
Amen.
Yeah.
And Sunday show, don't forget, Sunday in the studio with Lena, Chauvinet, and Vernice from 4 to 5, Sunday 4 o'clock Pacific time. We'll be discussing what's bugging you. What is bugging you? Be sure and call in because we're going to have a lively show. We're going to clown, have fun, be profound. So call in. And as always, if you need a reading, theessenceofsuccess.com. or if you need a purse, or if you want to listen to the show 24/7, all this is on my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and my book, Are You Ready? And I'll be doing excerpts from my second book on there, Mr. C of the Lie, Breast Cancer, The Journey. So look forward to seeing that. That'll be coming up next month. Thank you, Brenda, as always.
Thank you, Lennis.
Yes, I love you dearly. And with that, we're going to say goodnight, and we'll see everybody Sunday. And don't forget, next Wednesday and Friday, 3 to 4 o'clock with Lennis and Brenda. Okay.
Yeah.
Love you, everybody.
Bye.